So tonight's topic was submitted by a guy by the name Baruch Davis. He is lives in Eretz Yisrael. He's been following these shirim. So he sent in the following question, which is a good follow-up from last night's discussion. We spoke about staying home during quarantine, snacking, overeating, the number of studies how people have gained a lot of weight over the past couple months. So let's now transition to exercising. Now, his particular question was twofold. I want to address one tonight and the second one, Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow night. So his question was, he lives in Eretz Yisrael, and there was a big heat wave this week. There is one. And he likes to go for a daily walk. So number one is he wanted to know whether he could walk on Shabbos. Is there a violation of any sort? Number two is, since it got so hot out, he wanted to know whether he could walk early in the morning. So his question was, can he daven Shachris Vasikin and then go for the walk and then come back to Dal Musaf later? So I'll talk about Mirtz Hashem tomorrow. You can't hear me? People not hear me? People hear me? Okay. So maybe raise your volume, Jake. So he said that he wanted to know whether he could break in between because of between Shachris and Musaf. So I'll address tomorrow exercising or walking or doing other activities before Shachris in general and then in between Shachris and Musaf. But for now, we'll talk about the question of exercising in general on Shabbos. So there are two points. One is running and one is walking. So let's discuss running first. Is there any heter to run on Shabbos? So there is a very straightforward Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Aleph, Sif Aleph, the Mechaber writes, Ein Lorutz B'Shabbos, one should not run on Shabbos, that's based on the Gemara on Shabbos. The reason is, the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Gemara, it says in the Pasuk, V'chibadito me'asos drachecha, one should honor the way he presents himself, what he does on Shabbos, which means, Shelo yehi luchecha b'Shabbos kulecha b'chol. One's walk on Shabbos should be different than the way he walks on during the weekday. Meaning, Shederach Adam Lemaher Larut Acher Isko. People run and chase after their business or whatever they're doing on a weekday. Don't do that on Shabbos. So it's Aser, a clear lacha, not to run on Shabbos. You have to, again, act differently on Shabbos than during the week. Is there any heter ever to run? So the Shulchan Aruch says yes. If you're running to do a Dvar Mitzvah, such as a base Knesset to go daven, to go learn, so that would be a heter to run for Dvar Mitzvah. What if it rains outside? Let's say it's raining. And you want to just avoid the rain. You want to go inside to not get wet as much. Rav Chaim Kanievsky felt that one should still not run while being in the rain, but Rav Vosner and others paskined that one certainly can run to avoid the rain. So rain is allowed to run to Dvar Mitzvah. The Mechaber is another example. He says, and pay attention to the people we're talking about here, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siv Beis, Bachrim, young boys, Hamisangim bekvitzasim muratasim. They enjoy jumping. They enjoy running. They enjoy playing. Mutter, they're allowed to run on Shabbos. And Mishnah Berurah adds, Vafilu lechachila, let them run. Shezeu onek shelahem. So he doesn't talk about bull. Bull is another discussion for perhaps a different time. But running, and the Shemir Shabbos says games that include running, such as, you know, freeze tag, or there's some other games my kids play. I think it's called poison, maybe. That's a basketball game. I don't know. Different games, different names these days. So running around is completely permitted and encouraged on Shabbos for Bachrim. Bachrim are usually people who are men who are single, but also means that people who are younger, not old men, whether they're single or not. Adults should not be running around, but kids can if they enjoy it. So that's another heter. If they enjoy it, they get a certain oneg out of this. Now, the what about, an interesting shaila comes out. The Taz says, what if you want to run in order to get an appetite? My wife and I like to go for a little walk around the block before lunch, just to get in nice fresh air and to just work up an appetite a little bit. Is that allowed? Could you run to get a good appetite? So the Taz clearly writes that if you're running for the purpose of building up an appetite, he says it's vadai asa. You're not allowed to do this. The Magen Avraham, on the other hand, sounds like it's permitted, though he's not so clear. So the Shaar Tzion writes in the bottom here, he says if you're running to really build up your appetite, he says it sounds like it's permitted for the Magen Avraham. And many Achronim go against the Taz and also allow it. But in the end of the day, he says also it's for Tzorach Achila, which is Onek Shabbos. Therefore, the Shaar Tzion says it sounds like it should be okay to run around the block to build up an appetite. But then last minute he says, but in the end of the day, it's not such a clear heter, and maybe it's included in refuah. You can't do anything that's refuah related on Shabbos. And therefore, he pulls out last second and says, maybe one should not run to build up an appetite. So what comes out from all this, that a person should only run to shul, or he's running away from the rain, or perhaps he's running because he gets a certain onig from it, if you're in the category of bachur. That's running. What about walking? Is there any heter to walk, or is there any issur to walk? So the Rama writes in the end of the Siv Beis, after talking about how children run around, then he says, V'chein muter letayel. You could go for a tiwul, go for a nice little stroll, a nice little walk around the block. That's allowed. Now, the question becomes, is that going only on the Bachrim, the previous statement of the Mechaber, or on anyone? The poskim understand that he's referring to anyone, all ages, adults included. They can all go for walks, go for a little tiwul, a little walk around the block. That's allowed. And the Mishnah Berurah says, even if your kavana is to build up a sweat for the purposes of refuah, it's all permitted. Because we have to note that you can't do anything that's medicinal on Shabbos. You can't take medicine. There's a discussion whether you could do stretches and you could run around. We spoke of running around, but other types of weightlifting, exercising, causing yourself to sweat, that's another discussion. But refuah is not allowed on Shabbos. But if, let's say, you're walking, the Mishnah Berurah says, even if your kavana is for refuah, you want to build up your cardio, you want to lose some weight, it's still permitted, says the Mishnah Berurah. Why? Since it's not clear from the outside that you're doing it for refuah. Everyone goes for walks. Let's say someone has a cold, so he wants to have chicken soup because it makes him feel better. So it's refuah. But if I see the guy having chicken soup, it doesn't look like refuah to me. He's eating soup. Anything that doesn't look like refuah from the outside looks normal, that's completely allowed. So Mishnah Berurah explained that since walking is normal, you go down, on a Shabbos afternoon, it's full up and down Woodbury Boulevard, people aren't going for a fool. They're not sick. They're not unhealthy. They're just getting out some fresh air. So if it's not clear you're doing refuah, it's permitted. But then the Mishnah Berurah says there are those who yesh machmirin, if your kavana is lis amel refuah, to build up a sweat, to build up some muscles for refuah, then it will be usher. Even though the outside looker, onlooker won't know, if my kavana is to do refuah, then he says one should not. So those are 2 days in the Mishnah Berurah. Is walking for refuah purposes, is that permitted? So the Kaf HaChaim says, he lines up the shittos, he says there are many more poskim who allow one to walk, even if his kavana is for refuah. The Aruch HaShulchan also only quotes the opinion that you're allowed to go for a walk. He doesn't quote the Yesh Machmir. The Chazon Ish has been recorded as he would go for daily walks, even on Shabbos. So it seems clear from all the poskim that one is allowed to go for a walk, even if your kavana is to do for a fool. But the suggestion would be is it's twofold. One is when you go for a walk, don't do like a fast-paced walking, really fast, because then that looks like it's doing for exercise and for health reasons. Do it for a nice walk. That's number one. Don't make it clear you're trying to build up a sweat. Number two is, if you can, everyone who goes for a walk enjoys the exercise, but they also enjoy the fresh air. So you should try to have the focus. I remember I once heard a rabbi talk. He had to walk from Woodmere to Lawrence, and he said the whole time, I'm going for oneg, I'm going for oneg, my oneg, not refuah, oneg, oneg, oneg. So if you could try to keep your mindset, your kavana on, you're going for the oneg, it happens to be also refuah, that's certainly the best mindset a person should have. And again, not to walk in a very aggressive way to avoid building up a sweat and giving the appearance that you're going for a stroll. But a stam stroll, a regular walk, that would certainly be permitted. So, Mirat Hashem, tomorrow night I'm going to discuss again walking and exercise before davening. And then the next I want to talk about something that's, I think, coming up very soon, maybe this Shabbos or the next Shabbos, where they're starting to allow perhaps some outdoor minyanim more in the backyards and maybe in shuls possibly. People are discussing having meals with each other, front lawn meals, front lawn kiddushim. Can you have a kiddush on a front lawn? Is there any problem of a concern of water or something spilling on the grass? That will be Thursday night leading into Shabbos. Okay, everyone have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
Have a good night, guys.